traveling down a new course.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. General Motors is in regrouping mode. That's after the sudden announcement that CEO Fritz Henderson would step down. Now, Henderson lasted just about 6 months on the job. Let's bring in Marketplace's Amy Scott. She's with us live from our bureau in New York this morning. Morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what led to Henderson's departure?
Well, he took the helm back in March after GM's longtime CEO Rick Wagoner was forced out by the Obama administration. And Henderson has had several major setbacks since then. Deals to sell Saturn and Opel hit snags, and then most recently the plan to sell Saab to a Swedish carmaker fell through. So the board decided it was time to move on. Chairman Ed Whitaker will take over as interim CEO, and the company says it will start looking for a long-term replacement immediately.
All right, let's talk about the replacement. What kind of leader is GM looking for?
Well, you know, GM has a long tradition of recruiting managers from within, but there's a lot of talk that the company may want to bring in an outsider. I talked to Mark Fulthorpe, an auto analyst at CSM Worldwide, and he says GM only needs to look across town to Ford's success with Alan Mulally, who came from Boeing.
What appeals there is that you have somebody who is relatively new to the sector, relatively new to the company, and kind of brings, I guess, a great degree of objectivity.
Recruiting may be a little tough, though. The U.S. government is, after all, the majority shareholder in the company, and as such, it has restrictions on how much GM can pay its executives.
All right. Marketplace's Amy Scott with us from New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Planned layoffs at U.S. businesses shrank in November. They're at their lowest level in almost 2 years. That's according to the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. Later this week, we're going to get the government's official November employment report. Let's check the numbers. Shares are lower in Europe right now, under 0.5%. Asian markets were up today, however. Hong Kong tacked on 0.8%. And Wall Street yesterday, markets added about 1%, a little bit more than 1%. The National Retail Federation says online traffic on Cyber Monday was up 8% over last year. So with all that mouse clicking, a lot of merchandise is moving. And as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, that bodes well for the people who make that happen.
At a FedEx sorting facility in Manhattan, a truck has just arrived from Newark Airport. Dozens of workers are fanning out beside a long conveyor belt, sorting, scanning, and putting the packages into smaller trucks for delivery. Just look at the workers' faces and you can tell this is going to be a good year for FedEx. After all, when you buy something online, someone's got to bring it to you.
FedEx expects to process about 13 million packages this year on our busiest day, which will be December 14th.
FedEx spokeswoman Jennifer Cacavo.
Last year, this time, we were looking at about 12 million packages, so we're looking at about a 1 million package increase year over year.
FedEx plans to hire more than 10,000 seasonal employees to deal with the influx. Its bigger competitor, UPS, is hiring 50,000. Neither company would break down exactly what percentage of this year's business will come from online shopping, but we do know the Great Recession will make 2009 the biggest e-commerce season ever. Sucharita Mulpuru is an analyst with Forrester Research.
We expect web retailers, on average, to do 8% better than they did last year.
That's in part because price-conscious consumers are able to do more comparing online. It seems there's no better place to bargain shop.
30% of consumers in one of our recent surveys said that they're actually going to be going online more during the holiday season in order to make sure that they're getting the best deal possible.
The online retail wars have played out in public with Amazon, Walmart, and Target vying for consumers. And it turns out the number one tactic e-tailers use to lure them is, you guessed it, free shipping. Retail analyst Marshall Cohen is with the NPD Group.
Two things that consumers look for, the ease of purchase and free shipping. And free shipping doesn't only mean just one way. A lot of times they're looking for those retailers that are offering to take the goods back for free as well.
And whether it's consumers or retailers paying to fly those packages around the country, the end result is what you might call winning one for the shipper. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. and is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Here's a byproduct of global trade in the Midwest. Cargo ships from Asia have brought over a species of fish that are causing some big headaches. So environmental officials in Illinois are going unconventional to save a multi-billion dollar sport fishery. Chicago Public Radio's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
It's called the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal, and Illinois is poisoning it in order to save it. Philippa Cannon is with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. She says the real target is the Asian carp.
They would be almost impossible to control once in Lake Michigan and could quickly spread throughout the Great Lakes.
These non-native fish eat so much, there's a danger they could starve out the locals. That would risk sinking a fishery worth $7 billion on the U.S. side alone. Right now, an electrified barrier keeps the carp out of Lake Michigan. But the barrier needs maintenance. The poison is supposed to keep fish from sneaking through while engineers do their work. Fishermen are worried poison may not be enough to keep the carp out.
I'm known as Captain Al, the fisherman's pal.
Al Skalicki runs three charter boats on Lake Michigan. He dreads a carp invasion.
If they take to the lake, I think it would all be all over. It'll take the sport fishing industry out.
Scientists aren't certain the Asian carp would be so destructive. No one's sure how they'd behave in the Great Lakes. But fishermen say they're not interested in taking the chance. In Chicago, I'm Gabriel Spitzer for Marketplace.
And finally, what to do when you and your pet have to navigate through layovers and security lines? At the world's busiest airport, Fido now has a place to stretch and get some business done. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International built a fenced-in area for dogs just in time for the holidays. The grassy area features flowers, rocks, and even benches for two-legged beasts, a sort of home away from home. What's that, Fido? Yeah, that security line's for real. Better pour out that water bowl. Good boy. Check us out online, marketplace.org. Our online host and blogger, Scott Jag, out there waiting for you to share your thoughts. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.